So how can we handle resource placement when there's such a wide dynamic range in player collections and usage patterns? Like many games, we opted for a dynamic system that looks at the player's current resource counts and makes decisions based on them. But the design of these kinds of systems can be tricky, because they tend to affect player behavior. For instance, in Half-Life 2, we placed breakable crates throughout the game which dynamically spawned resources based on the player's current health and ammo levels. This had the advantage of allowing us to not need a huge amount of playtesting for resource balancing, because as long as there were enough crates around, the player would always have enough resources. But because that system exists, we didn't have to spend much time on resource placement, and as a result, we didn't really craft challenges around resource collection. Players also learned that they didn't need to really care about their resource levels, because the crates were always going to top them up on whatever they needed most. For Half-Life Alyx, we wanted to revisit those assumptions. We knew that searching for resources in a VR environment was something players really enjoyed. So we wanted resource collection to be something players needed to do throughout the entire game. And that meant we didn't want them to ever reach the point where they had so much ammo and health that they didn't need to explore. We were also able to start playtesting earlier in the product development cycle than we had been able to when making Half-Life 2, which gave us the confidence that we'd be able to spend the time we needed to carefully place every resource.